Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We have not yet given you your Redskins stock report. That's still coming up. We've also got your NFL power rankings. All right, let's go pretender or contender. I'm going to throw a team out there, Danny. You give us the first answer, and then we'll see if I'm going pretender or contender with or opposite you. We'll start in the NFC. Basically took the teams that are not obvious playoff clubs.
Okay.
That are either on the bubble or on the outside looking in. Dallas Cowboys. When I say pretender, means they're not going to make the playoffs. Contender means they have a chance to get there and win a playoff game. So it's not just, oh, they could get in. They could get there and actually beat someone when they got there. Pretender or contender?
Pretender for me. And the suspension hurts them. Not having Tyron Smith this past week certainly hurt them. This is a defense that, you know, has started to come back down to earth after last year's banner performance. This is a group that I think is on the way to 8-8, maybe 9-7, but I don't think that's going to be good enough.
We both, I think, correctly predicted their year before it started. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot wrong this year, specifically
plenty
in the
wrong.
NFC East.
Yeah.
But I think we were right on Dallas. They did win three in a row before Atlanta. I think that's a little bit misleading. The Chiefs win was great. I give them a lot of credit. Everyone beat San Francisco. And if not for the rain, I'm not sure they would have beaten Washington on that day. Ezekiel Elliott ran for $147, $150 in back-to-back weeks. He's gone now. Look at who they've lost to. Packers when they had Rodgers, the Rams, and early in the year, Denver when they were playing well. They've lost to the good teams that they've played.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose to the Eagles this week. I think that Chargers game's a toss-up. I actually have them losing to the Redskins on a Thursday night game. And then they still have to play Seattle, Philly, and Oakland down the stretch. That's a tough schedule. I'm going pretender for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's go with the Redskins at 4-5.
Pretender. I think a fork is stuck in them. I think this should be evaluation mode. It won't be. But they're going to hold on for dear life and go with some vets. I think they should be seeing what they have in Josh Doctson and a bunch of the young kids. They will not do that, though, because mathematically they think they're still alive. The Redskins are 12th out of 16 in the NFC. They are pretenders.
I'm saying pretender because of the explanation that they have to be able to win a playoff game when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they're going to get to 8 wins, and I think there's a better chance they get to 9 than they settle at 7 because their schedule's so soft. At worst, they split with the Giants. At worst, I think they probably get 2 out of 3 in the division the rest of the way. And I think they probably get 2 out of 3 of the other games, which is the Cardinals, the Chargers, and the Broncos. Just not that many games that they shouldn't win the rest of the way. So they're going to be in the 500 mix, but I will say pretender. Detroit Lions are interesting, and I'm going to go contender for Detroit. The reason I'm going to do that is because I don't think the division is as good as right now people think it is. Detroit coming off of a win over Cleveland. They survived a scare, but they handled Green Bay. They're going to beat the Bears this weekend. Detroit has the easiest remaining schedule, in my opinion, of all the NFC playoff caliber teams. They play the Vikings. That's a tough game. But if they can somehow beat the Vikings, that's a Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. They normally handle those games pretty well. Then you've got the Ravens, the Bucks who stink, the Bears again who are bad, the Bengals who aren't any good, and the Packers without Rodgers on New Year's Eve. They potentially could run the table. I think Detroit gets to 10 wins and gets in.
They are a contender for that reason. They have the benefit of the wet tissue paper soft schedule the rest of the way. Most difficult game comes up here in 2 weeks. Now, Chicago's no pushover. Defensively, they've been pretty good, and they've made some plays. They've been competitive to their credit, but Detroit will probably, you would hope, win that game. And you get into the playoffs, and Matt Stafford can be gunslinger Matt Stafford. He could make a couple extra plays. This is a group that turns you over a little bit. I think Detroit is a contender to get themselves a playoff W.
Here's one that surprised me when I came up with my answer. The Atlanta Falcons are 5-4, and I'm going pretender. The reason? Because of how good their division is. New Orleans 7-2 is going to probably win 11 or 12 games.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina 7-3 is probably going to win 11 games. Yeah, maybe you could get the second wild card and all three teams come in from the South, but the NFC West may have something to say about that. I'm going to say pretender. You look at the Falcons' remaining schedule at this point. They have the Seahawks this weekend. That could easily be a loss in Seattle. They've got the Falcons. They got the Bucs after that. I think the Falcons win that game. But then they play the Vikings and the Saints. Mm-hmm. Three of their next four games are against the best teams in the NFC.
And they close Saints-Panthers.
They still have to play the Panthers again after New Orleans. So I think they have as difficult a schedule as Detroit has an easy one. Atlanta is a pretender.
They are a contender to me. The reasons why they would be what you said are, actually, you already said it, that their schedule is arduous. I still think they're a group that could find themselves again. I know the Super Bowl hangover. I know it's real. I know what happens when you lose a 28-3 lead, your offensive coordinator and the like. I still think this is a group that is capable of playing better football than they've played. They've shown you moments where they look pretty great. Claiborne kid this past weekend ate a backup left tackle for lunch.
Six sacks by himself.
Yeah, he was impressive. This group defensively under Dan Quinn I think is fine. At a certain point, Steve Sarkisian and company will go, oh, that's right, Julio Jones is incredible. Devontae Freeman will get healthier. I think this group has a chance to recapture a little bit of the magic they had last year and beat some of these teams that were not favoring them against. Because right now they're 5-4. They've looked very pedestrian. That home loss against Miami was just awful. It's hard to unsee that. I do think Atlanta is capable of a bit more. Will they get there? I wouldn't bet on it, but I do think they're capable.
Last NFC team of the five that we've outlined here in this little game we're playing, contender or pretender, the Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle's got a good record, 6-3. But a stacked division.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard not to call them a contender. Remaining schedule, they've got Atlanta, which is a tough game. They'll beat the 49ers. Then they've got the Eagles. They could easily lose that. You could see them going 1-2 in their next three without Richard Sherman. Jaguars after that, really good club.
Yeah.
The Rams, first place team. Then they play the Cowboys. We're not sure what Dallas will be, but that is a game that Ezekiel Elliott will be back for, even if he serves all six games of his suspension before closing with the Cardinals. That means in their final seven, they play five solid opponents that could be playoff bound. I think they're a contender, but if you're starting to try to find a team that could fall off that the Redskins could catch that no one sees coming, could be Seattle with a banged up secondary, no Sherman and Thomas Hurt.
My math is this. They've got four home games plus the 49ers. That tells me they've got a minimum four wins in there, maybe five. So that means they'll probably host a first round playoff game. Well, maybe actually they wouldn't.
They can overtake the Rams?
No, they won't overtake the Rams. That's true. So it means that they'll be in the postseason, which means they're capable of doing it. You know what I mean? So your point is well seen. But to do what the Redskins did, very few teams do that. They lose one a year, pretty much maximum, at home. They've got their four home games, and they go to play San Francisco. So I think they'll get four or five more wins, which puts them at 10, which means they're in, which means to me they're a contender.
All right, so I went Dallas pretender, Washington pretender, Detroit contender, Atlanta pretender, Seattle contender.
Only difference for me was Atlanta I had as a contender. I still think they're capable. Again, I wouldn't bet the Rui fortune on it. Tens of dollars would not change hands, but I do think Atlanta is capable.
AFC next. We'll go Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Oakland Raiders. Those are the five teams we've chosen for the AFC. You want to chime in? You can. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny talking Pigskin on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.